Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
I feel like I'm perpetually on a skin journey. Whenever my skin gets good, then it gets bad, then I'm like, wait, I have wrinkles. Like, it's just a whole process. And honestly, when you're feeling your skin isn't your best, it really messes up your confidence. That's why I have to tell you about today's sponsor, OneSkin. Their products make it easy to keep your skin healthy while looking and feeling your best. No complicated routine, no multi-step protocols, just simple, scientific, women in STEM validated solutions. Other skin brands treat symptoms rather than getting to the root cause of aging. Most skincare available on the market is designed to provide a temporary reduction in visible signs of aging, addressing just surface symptoms of an underlying decline in skin health. OneSkin combines tissue engineering, data analysis, and cutting-edge longevity science to create the world's most effective product to target skin aging. OneSkin believes the purpose of skincare is not just to improve how we look, but to optimize our skin biology so that it's more resilient to the aging process. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company, and by focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code GIGGLY at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code GIGGLY. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support Giggly Squad and tell them that we sent you. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop more sustainable. I love being able to shop at Macy's because I really appreciate that big brands like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community, Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainable with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose.
What's up, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, guys? Do you know where you are? When...
Oh my god, that was so aggressive.
Redo.
Keep that in. Keep that. Absolutely keep that.
What's up, guys? Do you know where you are? We're in Giggle Town. It's Giggle City, and it's time to enter the Giggle universe.
I have a question. Do those just come to you every time we start, or do you think about them before we start and like, this is
no,
the one I'm in? It just comes to you.
It's a game for me. Once I press record, I just see what comes out of my mouth, and sometimes it's garbage. It's complete garbage, but you know,
I love
you live
that.
And you learn.
I look forward to every week how you are going to start the pod.
I know, you either laugh or you're like, no. Nope. We were at a new studio last week.
Yeah.
We were living the high life.
Yeah, we were.
Then I'm going to Philly this weekend, so I'm traveling, and I couldn't be in town, so we are back on the Zoom.
It's comfortable on the Zoom, but also, like, I'm so excited to, we're definitely going to be in the studio a lot more this summer.
Also, saying in the studio is just like,
yeah, I feel like feel a important rapper who's like having a party. I'm like, come to, stop by the studio. We're mixing up a beat.
There's just like girls smoking weed, like listening.
Dude, if we set up
hot guys shirtless
hot guys
walking
and
in and
girls
out,
just like smoking joints and like we don't know what's in their cup that they're drinking.
Wait, that's just our Patreon. People can come in and just smoke and listen, laugh occasionally. Some producer running around pissed.
I love
okay,
that.
I have a question because okay, we have our notepad out and you wrote, girl got hit by a scooter, and I wrote OMG.
Okay.
What happened?
Okay, girl is me.
Wait, you got hit by a scooter?
I don't know why I typed girl. It must have
just
like...
wrote, or maybe it was like, your girl got hit. Like that kind
was
of
like,
thing.
Girl, I got hit by a scooter.
That's where punctuation is important. There was none. But yeah, girl got hit by a scooter. This girl was Paige DeSorbo. How did that happen? Were you like, okay, you were texting?
Let me set the scene for you. It's Friday night, okay? I'm going out with all my friends. I wasn't, like, too excited to go out because I knew I was hanging out with, like, two couples. Which, like, look, I love these couples and I love being the fifth wheel with them. But, like, I knew everyone going to the party. So it wasn't, like, I was, like, super excited. But, like, I was excited to go out. Then my outfit just came together. And I was like, okay. Oh. And then my makeup. And I was just like, oh, my God. I might pop off tonight. Then I did my hair. And it was exquisite. And I was like, fuck it. I am feeling myself tonight. I get in the Uber. I'm on my way to the pregame. The Uber driver says, I can't turn down this street. It was blocked for something. I'm going to let you off at the corner. Cool. No problem. I'm on my phone looking to see what side of the street this apartment is that I'm going to. I'm looking down. I have a bottle of tequila in my left hand. I have my phone in my right hand. I am walking toward the sidewalk. Okay. All of a sudden, I hear someone yell, yo. I turn. I get absolutely bodied by this guy on a motorized scooter. When I tell you I went flying. Landed like an absolute fucking athlete, okay? Landed on my right hip. I have a gnarly bruise. And my elbows. Some woman runs over and was like, oh my God, did you hit your head? And I was like, no, I'm honestly fine. I pop up, and I think it was because I was wearing big hoop earrings. I pop up and I was like, I'm okay. I know what you're all thinking. What happened to the bottle of tequila? She's fucking safe. I held that shit like it was my child. And in that moment, I realized I'm going to be the most amazing mom ever, because if anything happens and I'm holding my baby, that baby's not going anywhere. She is not going anywhere. I held that bottle of tequila like it was my newborn baby.
It was like a touchdown with the Heisman. Yes. You are actually low-key an athletic freak. She's very good at beer pong. She's very good at protecting tequila. I wasn't worried about the tequila, though. I want to know, did the guy get away?
So the guy stopped, obviously, and he was like, oh my God, are you okay? And I was like, yeah, I'm okay. And I was like, I'm sorry. It was my fault. I was in the bike lane. But, like, he didn't slow down at all. These motorized scooters, he was going so fucking fast. Obviously,
did
he
you,
saw
like,
me walking.
Jump into the bike lane, or were you, like, walking?
No, I had, like, gotten out of my Uber. My driver left, like, let me out in the bike lane, basically. So, like, he saw me open the door, shut it, and, like, not pay attention. I texted my mom what happened, and she goes, oh, my God, did he do it on purpose? I was like, yeah, mom. He saw me and was just like, fuck this girl.
He's like, Paige is so DeSorbo's going to be getting off now because the road's closed. Perfect. Perfect.
I mean,
but those motorized scooters are wild because they come like speedy. And I'm happy you're safe. The giggle universe is happy you're safe.
I literally
you had a great story going into the party, though. You're like, guys, you have no idea what just happened to me.
I walk into the pregame. My elbows are absolutely gushing blood. I walk in. I'm like, guys, I've been shot. They're like, what the fuck?
They're like, okay, just put the tequila down and you can leave.
My one guy friend was like, do you need a Band-Aid? I was like, yes.
I'm like, take off your shirt and we need to put it on my arm, okay?
Wait,
they were like,
I mean,
cool.
That's one of those beautiful New York moments where it just makes you stronger, but I'm glad you didn't actually.
It was definitely one of the scariest things that's happened to me thus far in New York City. And it made me a lot more aware. I mean, it could have been brutal. I could have hit my head. I could have died. Honestly, I could have hit my head on the pavement.
Yeah. Scooters will take, and you are a graceful little thin woman who a little bit of a breeze could have taken you out, you know?
That's so true. And the worst part about it, the worst injury that I really endured was I broke my fucking nail.
Oh,
and
shit.
The most important nail, I broke my middle finger, which I use often.
Why is
it
the
like.
Most important?
Because when you have to flick someone off, you want that nail to be popping.
Okay, when I flick people off, they're like, that's a little sausage nub, so put that away. Is that a hoof?
Like, is that our middle finger?
I'm, like, traumatized still by my fingers. We've been talking about it for a while, and I was thinking about, like, you know how you don't put a bumper sticker on a Lamborghini?
Right.
You don't put a diamond engagement ring on a sausage. Like, It's so upsetting. It's so upsetting. But Alone in the Ring is beautiful.
Okay, look, I'm going to tell you something. I've seen way worse fingers than yours.
Thank you.
I really don't have that nubby of fingers in terms of girls I've seen.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
All your friends now are like, is she talking about me? I do. You know those people have those weird thumbs that are like kind of short? I shouldn't say weird. Every finger
like
is beautiful.
Like Megan Fox.
Yeah. What are they like? Toe thumbs?
Yeah.
Yeah. Toe thumbs are real. So I want to say that we need to normalize a wider range of fingers, including even if your toe is on your hand. Finger inclusivity. Thank you. Can we also discuss how hot it's been in New York? Because everyone's talking about it. So I feel like we should continue talking about it.
I saw a meme the other day and it was a picture of the sun and the earth and then New York City just right in the middle. It was like pleasant. It's really pleasant out here.
This is the problem with New York City. It's a concrete jungle. So like there's nowhere that's safe. There's no air going around because the wind doesn't fucking blow because of all the...
There's no ventilation here.
I was doing stand up and I was wearing sandals and I started to slosh in my sandals and I was like, am I sweating from my feet? Are you fucking kidding me?
I'm kind of like a sick fuck though. I walked the most I've ever walked in New York City these past couple of days because I'm like, look, I don't really feel like going to the gym. I'm just gonna sweat my ass off on my way to get a facial.
Yeah, you might as well put on like a garbage bag and just like sweat that shit out. Also, New Yorkers are pissed because there was that New York City like alarm set. Or it was like a warning.
Yeah.
And they mentioned at the end, like, don't use your air conditioner unless truly needed. And New Yorkers were like, hey, New York, go fuck yourself. Why don't you take down one advertisement in Times Square and maybe electricity will be fucking safe because I'm not turning my air conditioner off, okay?
Wait, what was that alert? Okay, so anyone who doesn't live in New York City, we all got a simultaneous alert on our cell phones. What, this was yesterday, right?
Yeah, it was like heat warning, like save your electricity type thing.
Yeah, like conserve your energy.
Yes.
And I was like, good thing I've been napping all day.
Oh, guess it's time for round three.
Don't tell me twice to conserve my energy.
Oh, God. Also, you wrote pink and purple aura. Is that your aura?
So you know how we love like all of our like mystical things. I had a girl, and this is, I always think it's like by fate, because you know how like you can't see like who tags you in certain things because you get like certain notifications and it like disappears. Mm-hmm. Like, so like if me and Hannah want to send each other a meme, we have to DM it to each other so that we know they saw it. Mm-hmm. I like randomly was on Instagram and I saw that this girl tagged me in this Instagram and was like, what is Paige DeSorbo's aura? And I was like, yeah, what is it?
What is Paige DeSorbo's aura?
So I went to this girl's Instagram. Her Instagram is called Mystic Michaela. Mm-hmm. And she does aura readings on like certain people. And someone tagged my name and she said, Paige has a pink and purple aura. And so I DM'd her and I was like, hey, sorry to bother you, but I need to know literally everything. And she was like, oh my God, no problem. I think she has a podcast too. Yeah, Know Your Aura Pod. Uh-huh. And she's like, if you ever really want to chat, like, let me know. But she sent me all these things about being a purple and pink aura. And it's fascinating. And I want to know your aura. So I want you to DM her. Like,
what do you think my aura is? I feel like mine is orange.
So I didn't look at, like, all the other colors. But if you go on her Instagram, it has an explanation of pink, indigo, turquoise, purple, blue, yellow, green, and red. So I'd have to read all of them to see what they are.
So there's no way it's orange. Wait, no. Do you think she nailed it? Do you think she nailed your aura?
I think she nailed it.
How does she know your aura without meeting you?
I think she either like watch like my Instagram stories or I don't watch it. I don't know, but she like will watch people like celebrities perform. Like Cardi B has a pink aura.
I love that. And what can you learn after knowing your aura? Like,
it's kind of just like certain personality traits that you have. And it just was fascinating. And I was just like,
I love that.
Super
I love that so much. I'm definitely going to DM that bitch.
No,
also,
you have to.
Also, I still to this day get DMs about who my psychic is. And I'm like, know, guys, same. This is triggering. I just can't deal with this right now.
I'll never tell. Like, I really, like, you could DM me all day asking. I'll literally never tell.
To my grave. I have people also DM me saying, hey, Paige isn't answering. Will you answer for Paige? And I'm like, I'm not Paige's assistant.
Dude, what
I'm
if
I'm not her handler.
What if somebody like tried to pin us against each other and was like, Paige told me who the psychic was, and then like had and then you like confirmed it? Oh my God, make sure no one does that. I'll never tell.
If someone said to me, Paige knows who told me who the psychic was, I would believe that the psychic gave you the okay to do it. I would just trust that, it was the timing was right.
Oh no, I'll never do it. Even if the psychic was like, you can say my name, I would never do it.
No, but that's how we know this psychic is real as fuck, because she would make so much money if we dropped her name right now in Giggly Squad.
People, she would have readings.
But the bitch is not about money.
She would have readings nonstop.
Yeah. I think, remember when I did that pet reading on Giggly Squad Live? Yeah,
that was wild.
That pet lady was like, hey, please stop tagging and shit, because I don't have time. I was living a nice, peaceful life. And then the Gigglers with their fucking,
I forgot about the pet psychic. She was great.
What are the annoying like curly dogs that everyone has? Labradoodle. She's like, if another fucking Giggler and their Labradoodle hits me up, your Labradoodle's fine. Your Labradoodle's been bred with its brother. It's pretty stupid, but it's cute and hypoallergenic. Sorry to anyone I pissed off with the doodle, but it's just a fact.
Wait, sorry. I literally just got texted to go out on a surf date.
What?
Some guy was like, hey, do you know how to surf? And I was like, I want you to reread the question you asked me. Really think about it. What do you think?
And he said, was this worth asking?
And he said, he just texts back, no.
Do you remember we went surfing once in the Hamptons and you had a choice to go on and you decided that you did not want to? I saw that wetsuit and you were like, ew. That wetsuit was disgusting. I put it on and it smelled of like
no,
old
and my
broccoli.
Bathing suit was so cute that day for surfing. I just wanted the picture with the surfboard. I got it. And then, I didn't need to do it.
I actually did get up on the surfboard and all the guys that were thank you. All the guys who were surfing me were like, oh, my surfboard's like too narrow. Yeah. I was like, yeah, that's how surfboards are. Sorry, I have a thick base. THICC. Oh God.
Wow, I'm gonna start saying that if someone has like a fat ass. I'm like, they just have a thick base,
solid core. I want to like tell you guys fun stories like getting hit by things, but I'm not gonna lie, I have been watching Wimbledon all week. I am a full grandpa. Wimbledon is the classiest of the slams.
Yeah, I agree.
The fashion is gorgeous. Mm-hmm. Everyone is getting injured because I guess it's like really rainy in London, which is normal, but like Serena out.
Why?
Because
it's
like hurt
so
her
slippery.
Knee. It's so slippery. So everyone, like Federer was in a fifth set and the guy was like possibly going to beat him, slipped, hurt himself. Federer moves on.
Wait, question for you.
Yeah.
Each, so like US Open, Wimbledon, all of those things. Mm-hmm. Is each one, I know they're like different
Grand
from
slams.
Each other. Okay, but is each one a different type of court? Like,
so Australian Open and US Open are both hard courts. Okay. But Australian, I believe, is like a little slower. Like, they're not the same kind of hard court.
Okay.
But then there's grass court and there's clay. So all season you're playing tennis tournaments, but those are the four biggest tournaments of the year where you make the most money. It's the most attention.
Got
and
it.
Yeah, and Serena,
so
this might have
Wimbledon?
Been like her last... What'd you say?
What kind of court is Wimbledon?
Grass.
Got it. Oh, chic.
So chic.
That's
but
why
like
it's the
people
chicest.
Don't play on it that much, and there hasn't been a long warm up to it because of COVID. So people are just falling on their asses. Yeah, poor Serena. She's 39, and this might have been her last like chance to win at Wimbledon, and she hurt her knee and she was out and she was crying. It was very depressing.
That's sad.
However, they do have great strawberries and cream. I actually Des asked me to play volleyball yesterday and I was like, okay, like I want to like not be a workaholic and like go play volleyball, but then after two games I was like, I want to watch Wimbledon.
Yeah, I actually really enjoy watching tennis on television, and I attribute that to Perry. Thank you, Perry.
Oh, because he would have it on all the time.
He loved watching it.
Yeah, I highly recommend it. If anyone watches Wimbledon this week, give me a tag. I think we should definitely get dressed up for the US Open this year and go.
Oh, yeah, because I used to always go with my ex-boyfriend, and I'm definitely not going to be invited this year, but I would still like to attend.
So there's also this girl on TikTok that does these funny like outfits of like if I was a basketball wife.
Yeah, I've
or
seen
like
those.
If I was an MLB wife. And like, I feel like you should make one, or make one like if I was a, I don't know, me a reality TV
yeah,
something.
It's the me practicing to be, I'm going to do a golfer's wife.
Yeah. And it's really funny because the way she'll sit, like she'll react differently depending on the sport. But it is fun because you just kind of sit there and judge them and you're like, you fucking suck.
I would love to sit on some type of sideline and clap for my hot fucking athletic boyfriend.
So this is the problem, Paige. Mm. With golf, I know that you can stand so people can see your full outfit. However, my personal opinion is standing is the devil's work.
I've thought about that. I've also thought about, like, is there a concession stand when it comes to golfing? Because, look, basketball,
someone
baseball.
Someone could get you a hot dog.
I'm going to, yeah, I was literally going to say, I'm going to need a hot dog at some point.
The by far, the best is basketball.
Yeah.
Basketball is, you're like literally on the court sitting there, courtside with your shoes. Because football, you're like kind of like in a suite, which is like far away. You look like you're in an
airplane.
Yeah,
you're far away. Baseball,
golf, you're standing.
Most likely
baseball,
in a suite.
Baseball, you never get a good, they don't get any good.
Yeah, and they never show
like
the wives, really. Golf is where it's at, I think.
Glad we decided that for you.
Thank
and we're
you.
Still working on manifesting.
Wait, speaking of things we're watching, because like I feel like I'm watching for the first time, I'm watching a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait. The first thing I want to say is I wasn't going to watch Too Hot to Handle because like I watched the first season because we were in quarantine. There was literally nothing. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, okay, mm-hmm. Now I have to finish the season.
Yeah.
But, like, I saw it advertised on Netflix, and I was like, I don't really care about
this
show.
So there's a new season on.
There's a new season. The only reason I fucking turned it on was because all these people were DMing me, and they were like, oh, my God, there's a girl on there that looks exactly like you. And I was like, okay, well, now I have to watch it.
Well, you're like, now I'm going to either be super offended or, like, super, or super, like, complimented. That happens to me all the time. I'm like, this is going to ruin my day or make my day. Let's do it.
With one of my guy friends, and I showed a picture, and I go, do you think this looks like me? And he was like, kind of, like, I don't know. And I was like, whatever. No, she's very, very pretty, and it was definitely a compliment. I can't stop watching it.
Is it all new people than
yes.
the first season?
It's all okay. new people. And I was so fucking excited for Love Island to come on, but we can't get it in America until the 12th on Hulu. And I wasn't downloading fucking VPN from England because I couldn't figure it out.
Yeah, people were writing like 1,000 steps yes, to like yes. basically overthrow the U.S. government and like break into like...
Literally! I was like, I need a PhD to figure this out. What the fuck is going on? I downloaded it. I paid the subscription. I still couldn't get it to work.
Oh my God.
I was like, this is bullshit. Anywho, so then I started watching Too Hot to Handle because they do, it is very much like Love Island, the way they film it and like how they talk.
Yeah.
Can't stop watching it. Love it.
But Too Hot to Handle is not British, right?
It's not British, but they have people, there's British people on it. Like the girl that people said, I looked like she's from Italy. There's a guy who has a French accent. He's from Paris. They have like two mm-hmm. British people and then they have mm-hmm. Americans.
So Paige and I watched so much Love Island last summer. Can you believe that it's been a year?
No, that is crazy. And
time has been so fucked.
Time really flies when you're depressed and anxious. I'll tell you that.
Time really flies when you have tried not to be awake all year.
People that say time flies when you're having fun. I don't think so. Because I'm here and I'm not having fun. It's fucking flying. What were you going to say about Love Island?
Oh, no. Just that it was epic. And it's crazy how much better a TV show is when they say things like, you know, snog and fit.
Yeah. Mugged
off. As opposed to just being like, that guy's hot. And Mento. Oh, I did do one thing. I went to my cousin's Sweet 16.
Yeah.
Which was an emotional journey for me because I walked in and I'm like the like cool old aunt, I guess. Even though I'm her cousin, she's 16, I'm 29.
It's interesting that you say aunt.
Instead of aunt?
Yeah. Is that like a geographical thing?
I think it is, but...
So if you're calling, name one of your aunts, like their what's one of their names?
It's funny because I'll say Aunt Susan and Aunt Elisa.
That's weird. Okay, so you literally just... I can't even do my hypothesis.
I just wing it. I wing it like when I press record, whatever the fuck comes out of my mouth. Aunt Susan. Yeah, because Aunt Susan's up.
Whatever. You know what? Stop.
Okay.
I can't overthink this shit.
I'm trying to just fucking put words together, form a sentence. I'm sorry, guys. I just snapped. I've been working on not snapping. I just did. I want to apologize to anyone that triggered. Okay. Oh, breathe.
You know, in 10 Parent Trap.
10 minutes, 4, 3, 2, 1.
In Parent Trap, so when she's like, 16. You may call me Aunt Vicky. That's all I can think of now. Okay, you're at the Sweet 16. Got it.
But, like, they're playing, like, Usher, and they're playing, like, LL Cool J, and they're playing, like, From the Windows to the Wall. And I'm mm-hmm. like, do you guys know this song? Because I know this song. And then I'm seeing people, and I'm like, oh, my God, I remember when you were this big. And I'm like, when did I become this person?
Adult. I know.
Because all these things that these older people would say to me, I'm like, oh, my God, this is so annoying. And you literally can't help yourself when you see a person who's grown being like, I knew you when you were this big.
Yeah.
I want to punch myself in the face. Then my Nana was there, who basically comes up to me and goes, you see all those boys over there? They follow me on Instagram. So she had
Nana's
an amazing time with her fans.
It.
At one point, she had like a lei, like, you know, the flowers around her neck. I don't know where she got a lei. And she was in the middle of a dance thing. And then the girls were like the cheerleaders, and they were doing like splits and shit. And it was pretty epic. And then I would like go in and dance a little. Wow. My hip flexors, I could barely sit in a cross-legged position. Girls who could do splits, they're
elite.
Probably lacking in other areas. That's why I tell myself. No, girls who can do splits are elite.
It's the things you tell yourself as a girl when you like are jealous of someone. I'm like, whatever, they're probably not funny. Anyone that like a guy leaves me for, I'm like, whatever, I know you're not laughing, that's for sure.
And whenever you get the guy, the girl's like, it's okay, she's stupid.
Absolutely.
She was the prom queen, but she doesn't even go to this fucking
dumb
school
bitch.
But I do have to say, Paige's street smarts are out of this fucking world. And
I have common sense. I have a lot of common sense. I don't have book smarts. But I will say, I know the feeling of like being somewhere and it kind of like clicking, like, oh shit, people think I'm an adult. Like adults think I'm an adult. That's when it's scary. Because like people younger than you, yeah, obviously you think like girls who are older, oh, she's an adult. But it's when the people that are older than you and your family treat you as an adult, and it's terrifying.
And
it's
then I wanted to ask the kids, like I wanted to ask these 16-year-old kids, like, how old do you guys think I am? Like, I'm not like them. I'm like, I'm not.
Guys, come on.
And my face, like, I feel like I still look like when I was 23. I don't know. I was dealing with that, but it was so fun because I was just being free on the dance floor. But then I was like, thank God I'm not in high school again. Like, you're so insecure about things. Like, even just like dancing. I remember being so nervous that I wasn't
20s.
Dancing well enough. Yeah.
I'm
like,
so fucking happy.
As if I was
happy.
Expected to be fucking Shakira on the dance floor. I'm like, oh, I can't dance like that.
Yeah.
When you just have to like put your butt on a guy's dick.
But you can't do that at a Sweet 16. Leave room for the Holy Spirit. That's what they used to say in my high school. I was like, this
we
place is trash.
We have room for the Holy Spirit. But yeah, it was joyful. It was fun. And I was like, yeah, at least I'm not in like petty drama and like with friends. And I was like, oh, wait, never mind.
No, I will say I loved high school. I loved college. It was my early 20s that I was like, who the fuck said that this was the best time in your life? Because I hate it here.
No, I can't wait for my 30s. I feel like it's when you're most confident. You don't give a shit what people think.
I'm nervous to turn 30, but I like being 28. It was the moment that I realized that like people took me seriously as an adult was I was home with my family. And my dad like very much treats me like I'm 12 years old. Like if someone said, has Paige had sex before? My dad would be like, she doesn't know what it is. You know, she's so cute. Like he really thinks of me as like a little girl. And so like any time... Before, when I'd be like, Dad, I have to go back to the city. Like, I
does he listen to Giggly Squad?
Sometimes I think my mom like has him listen, but like not regularly. So I like had to go back to the city for something, and I was like, Dad, no, like I have to go back. I have like work stuff. Like I have things to do. And he would always say, and it would get me so frustrated, like, you just pretend. Like you pretend work. Like your life is so easy. Like you don't have things to do. Like, oh, come on. And I would get so frustrated that like he wouldn't take me seriously. But I realized, like, he just wanted to keep me as, like, his little girl. And then a couple weeks ago, my mom wanted me to come home for something. And I was like, Mom, I really can't. Like, I have way too much work stuff to do that week. Like, it's too much to, like, get on the train. And my dad goes, Kim, how dare you ask her to come home? She's so busy. She has so much going on. Like, she can't do it. And I was like, wait, but Dad...
Leave it out.
And it was like in that moment that I was just like, oh my God, if my dad thinks I'm an adult, I'm absolutely fucked.
But I also think it was very wise of you to instead be like, oh, he's not respecting me, to be like, no, he's just projecting like his own love for me, of that he wants, doesn't want to lose me.
Well, hey, that's therapy, and I just started it. Restarted.
Wait, are you back in therapy?
Yes, we are back, baby.
You know what's funny? You know what's funny? I do feel like you have a better energy today.
Thank you. And I've only had one session.
I'm telling you, the second you start, it starts just, it, even in little ways of, not that the bitch is going to fix you in a second, but that, like, you don't feel like you have to complain to everyone in your life about something,
because
you're
is.
Like, I will save it, for this person. Yeah, like, I would, like, I'd have to call Paige. I'd call my mom. I'd talk to Dez. I'd be yelling at Romeo, my dog, and I'd be, like, trying to figure shit out. But instead, you, like, keep a notepad in your head of, like, oh, I'm going to bring this up at therapy. And then you become just, like, a calmer being.
You're so fucking right. I've never even thought of it that way. Because
I have notes on my phone of therapy.
I also get anxiety after I vent to someone.
Yep.
Like, I'll call a girlfriend, and, like, even though, like, I trust all of my girlfriends, like, I will just fucking go off and vent, and then I'll be like, shoot, did that, like, put her in a weird place, or, like, is she gonna tell someone that I said that, and, like, that's how I feel, or, like, and I get anxiety. And I get it with my mom too, like, and not because that I think my mom would go tell someone, because that bitch is a fucking vault. she literally only tells my Aunt Pam. I can't even tell my Aunt Pam anything, because she's like, oh, your mom told me. But I don't want to ever burden my mom with, like, certain problems. So, like, yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's just someone.
It's not even, like, that your friends are going to, like, spill, like, oh, Paige is going through something.
Yeah.
It's more even that you're like, oh, shit, like, I want to be the fun, cool, funny friend. And, like, I just spent 2 hours, like, venting about myself. Am I selfish? Is she sick of me?
Just, like, getting different opinions. Then you get more confused. And you're like, wait.
You get more confused. And also, whenever you're asking for people's opinions, normally you know the answer.
Yeah. That's so true,
especially when it comes to your emotions. And most of the time, the answer is, like, I remember even last summer when you were kind of going through your, like, what should I do? I remember always being like, what do you want to do? And you'd be like, that's not the point. And I'm like, but that literally is the point.
I literally would just go to Hannah and be like, hey, look at me. Look at me. Tell me what to do. Tell me. And you're like, I can't tell you to marry someone or not. What the fuck? And I was like, no, I'm, like, going to do whatever you say. Tell me what to do.
You don't know what relationships are like behind closed doors. Nobody does. And that's why, like, you cannot give good advice or, like, adequately judge a relationship from the outside.
Ever. You really can't.
You really can't.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I feel like I am in my wedding guest era. I'm actually in my bridesmaid era. I'm in a wedding coming up. Well, it's really next year, but it's one of my best friends from high school's wedding. So really, we have been planning already. And the number one thing I told her to do is she has to go through Zola. She's obviously very stressed about wedding planning. So I was telling her about Zola, and you can literally plan your entire wedding in one convenient place. From the day you get engaged and search for the venue to the day you send out your save the dates, you can make your registry. You can even taste your cake through Zola. They literally have everything that you need to make the whole process super easy. And there's nothing the girlies love than getting rid of admin and giving it to somebody else. And it's actually enjoyable. There's even a 5-star app that helps you plan on the go, or in the bed, or on the couch. Zola is the first and only stop you need to make your wedding planning journey. They've truly thought of everything that you need, and they have built every tool to get you to I Do, including customized checklists to get you moving, to keep you on track, and prepare you for what's next. Start planning at Zola.com. That's Zola.com. Everyone knows that a woman is always searching for a few things in her life, and one of those things is the perfect t-shirt. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does actually exist, and you can find it at Skims. From crop silhouettes to long-sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. I literally have the short-sleeve t-shirt in, I think, every single color because it just is the perfect t-shirt to put on with things. I travel a lot and it's just so easy to have a sweat set that like always looks good, and then to match it with the perfect t-shirt. I have short sleeve if I'm going to a hot destination. I have long sleeve if I'm going to a cool destination, and my outfit still always looks good and comfy. My personal favorite is the cotton jersey t-shirt. I have the color bone. I have the color onyx. I have the different like bluish gray, all of those colors. I'm obsessed. So shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select Giggly Squad in the drop-down menu that follows. If you haven't been to LA, and I'm actually going this week, and I'm so excited because for the first time, I'm spending more than 24 hours there. I've been going recently, and it's been for like 1 day, 2 days. But this week, I'm going for like a whole 5 days, and I'm so excited because it really is such a lovely place. I mean, the weather is unbeatable. The food and the drink, from top secret pop-ups to rooftop bars all year round, al fresco dining, Los Angeles is really a culinary thrill. Plus, their shopping and their fashion is great, from a dizzy array of styles in one city block to contributing to bold, wildly creative style that gives Los Angeles its own look. And obviously, they have great outdoors and wellness. I love all of their spas. Local farmers markets are so much better in LA. So if you're looking to book a trip, find your spirit guide at discoverla.com.
But I also think with my therapist, I've been able to like, oh, my current thing that I'm working on now that we're just spilling tea is like, after I realized like, okay, I'm not filming this summer. I'm like, okay, well, you know, obviously I went through a tough last couple months. I'm going through a transition. I'm like, let's fucking get to work. Like, let's fill those empty spaces.
Time. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm like booking. And the next thing you know, you're like, wait, I'm more stressed than I was before. And like, but it's because sometimes you just need to sit with your emotions. Like, sometimes you just have to sit and be sad, even though society teaches you that like being sad is like a bad thing. But for me, I'm like, why would I sit here and be sad when I can like go do a comedy show or like go do a podcast? And my therapist is like, you need to feel your feelings. And I'm like, I realize like I never feel my shit.
The other day,
I never feel my shit.
I agree with that. It, because it really is hard and you don't think about it because you're so programmed to like not even get to that moment where you feel it. The other day I was sitting on the couch and I was like, damn, I'm not talking to anyone. Like, I'm not talking to any guy. I couldn't even text someone to come over if I wanted to. This is the most single and alone I've been. Even though I've been single for almost a year, I still had like a roster. I still had like people. Mm-hmm. But it was the most single, and I was like, fuck, I don't like this. And I immediately went on Raya. And I stopped myself and I go, I don't want to talk to any of those guys on there. Why don't I just sit in this moment of knowing I'm so alone? I know I'm not going to get a text. I know I'm not going to send a text. I had the best night ever. I literally was like in my apartment by myself. I watched some of the best shows. And I was like, oh my God, let's get in bed early.
And that is fucking powerful because the only reason you would go on like a date is for other people. Like, you know, like for other people to be like, oh, Paige is not single. Like, she's having fun with guys. But again, like, that's not what you
need.
Or
if I was just really hungry.
Exactly. Exactly. Like, where so there's something about like, you know, those people who when they're sad, they listen to sad music. Like, I don't understand that. I'm like, why would you hurt your own feelings more?
Sometimes
like,
it feels
when I'm
good.
Upset, I can't listen to music, period. Like, I don't want to be triggered in any way.
Oh, my God. I have a whole playlist of for it being sad.
I need to learn from you because then also when you don't feel your emotions a lot, people think you're like really strong when you're like, bitch, I'm numb. Mm-hmm. Bitch, this is the trauma that has just taught me to cope.
I was talking to a guy and it kind of like, not like that seriously, but like whatever. And it just kind of like abruptly ended. And he was just like, yeah, I like don't feel this. And I fucking cried. Like, I hadn't cried like that in a really long time.
You probably didn't even like him.
I didn't. I literally didn't even like him. No, I didn't. My friends were like, you don't like him. And I was like, no,
you're
I
like, know. I couldn't tell you his name.
I don't know. But it kind of felt so good because I was like, damn, I forgot what it felt like to like someone and be like really devastated. Mm. And because usually like if they like me back, I'm like, ugh, I don't care. But like it felt good to have a feeling of like, oh my God, I'm sad.
Well, sometimes I feel like sadness feels better than anxiety. Like sadness is like a legitimate human emotion where anxiety is like your brain playing tricks on you. So sometimes I think just like being sad is just so healthy.
I also got so called out by one of my girlfriends the other day because I was like talking about like this jabroni that like ended it with me or whatever. And she was like, dude, can I just tell you about yourself for a second? I was like, okay. And she goes, you talk to these guys that you know you'll never date. And then you get upset when they act like such fuckboys. But like in your head, you went after them because deep down in you, you're not ready to be like settled down or be someone's girlfriend. Yeah. So you go for these guys that you know that's not the end goal. And then you act like surprised. And I was like,
no, up until I told you I had like the worst relationship right before we started Summer House, and I went in so just like numb, and I knew anyone I messed with, I didn't want a future with low key, and it meant like I wasn't emotionally available.
Yeah,
but it still hurts your ego when even if the dude is not emotionally available and messes with you, you're human, so when you see someone messing with you, you're going to get upset.
Yeah,
no matter how much you liked them or not.
Yep. I saw this meme and it was like about Scorpios and it was so spot on. It was like one side of my brain is like, oh my God, be obsessed with me. Like, this is amazing. I fucking love it. And then the other side is like, why aren't you obsessed with me? Like, like I have no in between. I'm either obsessed with you or I can't. And I want, like, if you're not obsessed with me, I don't get it. And if you are, I'm like, ew, you're so weird.
Oh, okay. Can we discuss main character energy for a second?
Yeah, I've been waiting. I've been waiting for someone to bring it up to me.
Because main character energy has changed my life. It's also called main character syndrome. It depends on what perspective you have on it. But
wait,
like,
do people think it's a bad thing?
No, I think that, well, it started with funny TikToks where like someone would be like, look at my boyfriend having main character energy. And it's like everyone hanging out and then the boyfriend just staring off into the sunset. But like, I wrote a tweet. Like, there's so many moments. Like, whenever I write into a journal, I feel like I'm the star of a 90s sitcom.
I think I was born with main character energy. Like, I genuinely think that, like, my life is a movie and you're following
I genuinely think that I did not survive on an ensemble cast because bitch has main character energy.
like every time I step out of my apartment, I think I am the main character and people are watching like a movie of me walking
a girl
to the
with nails
deli.
Like yours does not have friend energy.
No.
This is the thing. I think we both have funny friend energy.
Yeah.
But like
in our brains, we're the star of
but
the
we're
world.
Main character energy.
Yeah.
And I think everyone I felt like everyone is living a single player life. But I do think a lot of people, for whatever reason, will take moments where sometimes you have to take a step back and like take care of your children, take care of someone who's sick, take care of your friend.
Yeah.
But like that's also main character energy to like take care of people and be there for someone else and put your shit on the back burner. But like everyone listening, gigglers are main character fucking energy.
Yeah, they are.
And remember, main characters, shit goes bad for them. Shit goes great for them. They have bad breakups. They have highs and lows. But like you live that life with that main character energy. Like wearing platform heels, main character
main
energy.
Main character energy. It goes back to what we said last week when like you'll get anxious because you're like, everyone thinks this about me or everyone's talking about this about me. And then you're like, actually, and that's like main character energy. But in reality,
that's main character
it's like
syndrome.
Yeah, that's But in reality, no one gives a shit. No one's thinking about it.
That is our fucking mental health moment of the day, is that when I'm all like hung up on shit, I remember that no one goes to sleep
thinking about me.
thinking about me. Mm-hmm. Like, they might have made a comment about me during the day, or they might like say something to look cool in front of their friends about me. But when they go to sleep, they're worrying about their own shit. Oh, also, what do you think about the hot girl summer like pressure? Like, I feel like everyone is putting so much pressure on themselves to be like, this is our hot girl summer. I'm going to be a slut. I'm going to be so fucking hot.
Dude,
what
I
about
think
the girls?
Keep going.
No, just what about the girls who are like 15 pounds overweight from quarantine, don't feel that good about yourself, had a fucking stressful pandemic, feel really socially awkward because you forgot how to talk to people. Like, what do you think?
I think summer in general is fucking annoying. No, like, I seriously do. There's so much pressure in the summer. Like, if you don't go out one night in the winter, people are like, I got it. Like, you're staying in. It's so cold out. Mm-hmm. But if you tell your friend, I'm not going out tonight, and it's the summer, they're like, what are you talking about? My friend Alexa called me literally 50,000 times one weekend and was like, how are you not going out? Like, it's a lot of pressure in the summer. And there's even more pressure because we were locked up last summer to have, like, this crazy hot girl summer. And like,
that's the thing. I'm very bad at when people pressure me to have fun. Like, even
me
on
too.
Vacations, I get like fun anxiety where I'm like, okay, I'm supposed to have fun. I have 4 days to have fun.
Yep.
Is this fun? Why am I not having fun? And like, you're too in your head about how to, like, you forget how to have fun
because
you want it so bad. And whenever you try too hard for anything, it doesn't happen. So summer is like, every day is supposed to be so fucking epic. Like, I'll wake up and it's like, the sun's out. We gotta go and drink
and
have
so
much.
Oh my God.
I can't.
That's why I say I respectfully, in the most respectful manner, sometimes miss quarantine. Like, I miss that I wasn't pressured to go anywhere, and I miss that no one else was doing anything either, so I didn't have FOMO.
Can we normalize, like, average hot girl summer? Like, sometimes you're hot, sometimes you're not.
Yes, please.
It's okay, good.
It's too much effort. I will also say, like, when I got hit by the scooter, I was like,
main character energy.
I was not that excited to go out that night. And like, it's always the nights where you're like, whatever, this is going to be like average, that you have the best nights. I had one of the most fun nights that night, you know, sans getting hit by a scooter, but
sans getting shot. But it's true. When you don't force the fun, you don't force the relationship, you don't force the poop, it comes out smooth. That got weird. Okay, you also wrote Cruel Summer, and I feel like this is a good transition. What is going on with Cruel Summer? You know that I'm behind on all the trends, and when people start doing it too much, I don't like to do it. What happened?
It's the show.
Well, it's a show. Oh no. I was talking, I got confused about Cruel Summer.
You
I haven't
did.
Watched it.
What are you
it.
Talking about?
I was talking about the like sex life show that everyone's watching.
Oh,
at, like,
that we're going to dive into. Okay. Wait, let's sex life first.
Yeah.
There's an Instagram. It's called Bravo Historian. I don't know if you guys follow her.
We love
you
Samantha.
Probably do. Yeah, she's so sweet. So she had posted on her Instagram story, like, is anyone watching this? Like, I just need to know. And I was like, wait, I want to know too. Because it's one of those shows that, like, I've been on Netflix every single night. And I keep seeing it. And I keep watching the ad, like, the trailer for it. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't, whatever. And then one night I was just like, I'm pulling the trigger. It's good. Like, it's definitely a good show, but the sex scenes are fucking wild. I'm only on episode 2, so I haven't even gotten to the 3rd episode, which I guess is like a very explosive sex scene.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very...
Compared to like your show that you loved, 365, how is the sex scene?
It's different. A lot more realistic. The show's a lot more realistic. Like, the main character, the girl, is married to this gorgeous guy. She has 2 kids. She lives this perfect life. And she's like, look, I love him. I could never imagine not being married to him. But, like, I had an ex-boyfriend where we had this crazy fucking sex, and I just used to be a different person. And, like, what's going on? What do I do? And, like, and then it's just all about how... You know, she wants to fuck her ex-boyfriend, and then she, like, her husband finds out, and then her husband, like, rails her, and then she's back in love with her husband. It's just crazy. I think it's very relatable, though, and, like, very real. Like, I feel like at some point I'm going to be 45 and be like, I used to be fun. I used to be crazy. What happened to her?
But then when you are fun and crazy, you're like, I just want a husband to have boring sex with.
Yeah, no, sometimes I'm out and it's like 3 a.m. and I'm like, why doesn't someone just tap me on the shoulder and say, babe, let's go home? You know? Like, fuck off. Fuck all of you.
And then it's just the security guard comes and is like, you need like, to go Paige. Home.
The club is closing.
And oh, like, I manifested club. That wrong again.
Dude, the craziest thing is that I literally left the club Friday night. And I was like, I can't believe it's closing and we're leaving, guys. Like, I was so embarrassed. Whatever. I had so much fun.
Also, I do have to say, we have been getting some comments that people are like really, really upset about our like silent laughter.
Why? And
what upsets me is that you've never experienced a laugh so good that it becomes silent. But I will give notes as we edit to have less of the silent laughter, and we apologize. But
wait, I haven't
we'll
seen any of
We'll start laughing like
those.
Dolphins. We'll be like,
I feel like that's when you really know your friend makes you laugh, if you have no sound coming out.
Yeah, because I could easily fake laugh all the time and be like,
wait, like they don't like listening to it, or they just don't know.
They don't like the sound when we go like. I don't like that.
Well, that
but
makes
like
me
by
laugh.
They, it's a couple of people who just wanted to vent about something, and
I get it.
I'm happy that they got to tell us some things. It's like a Yelp review, like, and we hear you, we hear right. you, and we see you, and
we
thank
stand
you
with you
for expressing yourself. Is Cruel Summer good? Should people watch it?
Cruel Summer is really good. I will say this: there is a direct correlation to like how much you like a show if you don't miss the new episode, you know? So Cruel Summer is one of those shows that like I missed. I had to catch up. I was like 3 episodes behind, but I do really like it. Where like other shows I'm trying to think like where I never miss. Like Succession on HBO, I never missed.
Okay.
Like I watched that shit live.
Is Succession back?
Not yet, I don't think. I fucking love that show.
Okay.
But Cruel Summer was really good. I mean, crazy plot twists and yeah, no, I really liked it.
I like getting your initial updates on shows, and then like 2 months later, I watch it and I go, hot take.
Yeah.
Don't think the twists yeah, were that plotty.
We do have kind of very different tastes. I have been very into scripted things, though. Like, of course, I love reality TV, but I haven't been watching that much of it. And I just watched a movie on Netflix called Good on Paper with that comedian.
With Eliza Schlesinger.
Yeah.
It's been getting really good reviews.
Yeah,
Did you like it?
It was really cute. Yeah.
It was cute. Yeah, she has like a career that I love and I look up to because she's been like grinding in
LA. You give
me
her vibes. You give me her vibes a lot.
Yeah, thank you. If you guys haven't watched her Netflix specials, they're very entertaining. She does very funny voices and analyzes the female mind a lot.
Yeah, she's good. The movie was good. It was funny. There were a lot of parts that I like legitimately laughed out loud.
I love when you laugh out loud when you're alone, because that's when you know it's real. It's really funny.
That's when you know you're so single.
Also, once Paige and I watched a comedy with a guy, and we knew that he wasn't right for us, because we thought it was not funny, and he thought it was great, and we knew for a fact it wasn't funny.
Wait. Jog my memory. Just say what we watched.
This was Hampton's House.
Yep. We said, that movie was trash, was it not? He goes, I don't know, I kind
of
liked it.
It was one of those awkward things where Paige and I, we were vibing, like I was looking at her, she was looking at me, and like 2 hours in, I was like, okay, enough. And Paige was like, thank you. And then he was like, wait, that was really good. This is like really good. And we were like, oh.
I was like, do you have eyeballs and a brain? This movie's trash. Get it off my TV.
I do think you can't marry someone. Like, I do have to say, Bo Burnham, I'm not offended by people who didn't like it. It was like very niche and weird.
Yeah.
And you did think parts of it was funny, but
yeah
it's not like, but like at no point are you going to see watch something comedically and have a really different opinion than me, I feel like.
No.
And that's how like, you know.
Like any stand up you tell me to watch, I think is funny.
But sometimes lately I've been trying to get too cool and be like, this one's like really different and crazy.
Yeah, when you
like,
get
underground
really artsy.
Stand up.
When you get artsy, yeah. I'm like, oh, okay. If you're like me and you're starting your fitness journey whenever you feel like it, I go in and out of wanting to get healthy. And when I'm on those kicks, then there's nothing I love more than Peloton. Truly, the hardest battle is getting yourself in the mindset to start working out. And you can start as small as you want. They have 10-minute low-impact classes. Or if you want to jump into a 30-minute live DJ ride, be my guest. The best thing about Peloton, I think, are their instructors. They will keep you motivated to stay on your fitness journey, and you learn the basics and build from there. Remember, doing something is everything. Get started with Peloton Bike or Bike Plus Rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms apply. Get ready with me to tell you about my absolute favorite mascara, the L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara. Clean Girl is absolutely out. Get out of here. Mob Wife is in. Sultry lashes are in. Bold eye looks are in. It could not be a better time for the girlies. I absolutely love a bold lash. I love like a 1960s vibe recently. And also, I'm a girly that puts mascara on her bottom lashes. I feel like a lot of girls don't, and I don't understand those girls. The reason that I absolutely love L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara is because it truly is the perfect mascara, and your lashes look amazing from day to night. There's nothing I hate more than like a clumpy, spidery looking lash, and L'Oreal Paris Lash Paradise Mascara truly is the fluffiest brushes on the market, and they just make your lashes look fuller instantly. If you want to join in the Mob Wife sultry lash look like me and Hannah, then order Lash Paradise now on Amazon. There are some stories about my mother's life that I truly never get tired of hearing. From hilarious to heartfelt to tear-jerking to plot-twisting, her retelling of events always brings me joy. Just in time for Mother's Day, I found the perfect gift that captures all of her stories for my family forever. It's called Storyworth. Storyworth helps you preserve precious memories and stories from your mother's life for years to come. Here's how it works. Each week, Storyworth emails your loved one a thought-provoking question that you get to help pick. Storyworth makes the process all a breeze. All your loved one needs to do is respond to the email with a story. Long or short, it doesn't matter. After that, you'll be emailed a copy of your loved one's responses as they're submitted over the course of the year. You'll get to enjoy their retelling of stories you already know or be surprised by the stories you've never heard before. After that year of fun, Storyworth compiles your loved one's stories and photos into a beautiful keepsake hardcover book that you'll be able to share and revisit for generations to come. You can even keep a copy of the book for yourself. I know that my mom is going to absolutely love this. And there's always like in my head, I feel like, what am I going to do with all the pictures in my phone? This is a perfect thing to do with all the pictures in your phone. Families love Storyworth, and that's why they have more than 25,000 five-star reviews on Trustpilot, with millions of stories preserved since they were founded over 10 years ago. Give all the moms in your life a unique, heartfelt gift you'll all cherish for years. Storyworth. Right now, save $10 on your first purchase when you go to storyworth.com/giggly. That's storyworth.com/giggly to save $10 on your purchase.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
So I've been like scared to ask you about front page news because like shit is hitting the fan and I'm literally scared to read stuff because I'm like, okay, if this happened to Britney, like why am I alive? You know?
Okay. How about just how fucking crazy our world is? The whole Britney thing's come like going on and then all of a sudden, bam, Bill Cosby's out of jail. Like who the fuck saw that coming?
I just did a TikTok making fun of our like when you manifest wrong. Yeah. You know a TikTok where they go, can I have a blueberry McMuffin?
Yeah.
And then they go.
A number 11?
And they answer, yeah, and they answer with the wrong thing. So I was like manifesting freedom for Britney Spears. And then they're like, Bill Cosby. And it's like, no. But I haven't looked into the Bill Cosby thing too deeply because it's like pretty deeply upsetting to me. But it sounds like the judicial system failed us.
So here's what happened. He was in jail for 3 years. And the Pennsylvania Supreme Court threw out his 2018 conviction, and it was charges of drugging and sexually assaulting this woman in 2004. He has had over 50 people. That would literally be him getting out of jail would literally be like if Harvey Weinstein could just walk to, like, the amount of girls that have come forward and been like, and have like the same
pretty
story,
similar experiences too,
yeah, is wild to me. So he's out of jail. The thing that's so crazy is, like, I was talking to one of my guy friends about this. Like, I don't think that guys really, really understand that, like, we just, as women, have just such a different mindset. And we don't realize it either because, like, we're so used to it. But, like, even just walking out of your apartment, like, we think very different things when we walk out of our apartment. Like, oh, today I was walking to get my nails done and I was like, oh, shit. Can you see my nipples right through my shirt? Like, that's awkward. And then I was thinking, I was like, wow, but like, you, if you saw a guy's nipples through a shirt, no one would give a fuck. And then I like put my shirt that I had on over it, like, to cover my boobs because I didn't have a bra on. And I was just like, this is crazy, you know, like, not that I want to walk around with my tits out, but
walking,
like,
you ever walk in New York City at night with a guy at like 1 a.m and you turn to him and you're like, you know, I couldn't be doing this if I was alone right now.
Yeah.
And he's like,
oh,
what?
My God.
And you're like, no, like, this is like how bad things happen if I was like in this dark alley alone. But it's like people treat you so differently too when you're like with a man.
Oh, my God.
Versus when you're alone.
Insane.
I had a guy like follow me a couple blocks. Like, I was on the phone with my mom and she could hear him kind of harassing me, like, oh, do you have a boyfriend? Do you have a boyfriend? Mm-hmm. Whatever. And my mom was like, stay on the phone with me. And I'm like, yeah, you're actually like distracting me. Like, but she's like, stay on the phone with me. And you like shouldn't engage, really, but then if you ignore, sometimes they get more mad. So I just turned to him and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm engaged. Which, like, you know, probably
okay,
too
main
detailed.
Character energy.
Main
I'm
character,
sorry, like, I have a husband.
I go, I'm literally, because you know they think you're lying. I was like, sorry, not looking for anyone. They was like, I'm engaged. And he was like, oh, you think you're fucking richer than me? And he started like getting mad at me, like, and
you're,
I was like,
sir,
no, you're richer than me.
Yeah, I didn't buy this.
I didn't buy this. I have no money, nothing. Eventually he stopped, but like my mom was on the phone with me and she's freaking out. But anyway, long story short, being a woman is hard.
No, it's so
and
hard,
especially if you're Britney Spears right now. This is the thing, Paige.
Yeah,
we don't have all the information, and when campaigns become like social media and they become generic, people stop looking at details. It's like, we want to free Britney, but like, is something happening that I'm missing?
Yeah, I'm not understanding. Like, after she gave that testimony, like, that the judge would not remove her father, and like even said, I think, what is the quote? The filing states that the court found Britney to be substantially unable to manage his or her financial resources or to resist fraud or undue influence. Now, Britney is basically saying, so her conservatorship is with her dad and this other woman, which, what the fuck? Her last name is Montgomery. Mm-hmm. It's like an attorney. And the dad is apparently in charge of everything financial. This other woman is in charge of everything medically. Okay? But Britney says, fuck both of them. Like, they're both not doing their shit, like, the way they should be doing. So she wants both of them out. She said in court that she actually thinks that both of them should be in jail. This Montgomery person said that, like, she's always been an advocate for Britney, and Britney's basically like, fuck off. Not true. Here's what I think is wild. Britney's fucking sister. Because look, I understand that, and I'm looking at this from like not a legal point, obviously, and not that it's like Britney Spears. I'm looking at it from like a very sentimental situation. Mm-hmm. People have horrible parents. Like, sometimes you just get born into a family and your parents fucking suck. When it's your sibling that's also trying to fuck you over, I just, thank God, like, I was, you know, so blessed to have this. I can't imagine my sibling doing that. Like, I almost think it's worse than her fucking dad.
Well, it's like when enough people come together and say that someone is a type of way, like, people will believe it, especially when it's people who are close to you.
Like your whole family, so, yeah.
So it's like, what did you think of Jamie's Instagram stories? Which
I
she
mean,
definitely didn't run by a PR person.
No, her PR is like, hello? Dude, I don't know how you can go and say something online. Like, to everyone when like there's legal things that you can look up and like prove that what you're saying is untrue. Like her being like, I've never taken a dollar from Britney and like I've only just wanted my sister to be happy. Like, what are you talking about? You're one of like the sole conservator. You're like involved. Yeah. Like you do get paid from her.
Yeah. I do think that it was like frustration where she was getting a lot of hate towards her. So she just wanted to be like, obviously I love my sister. When it's, there just must be, you know,
there's
it's gotta, like
there's
you,
so much more dark shit going
it's
on.
It's
like
when
you
watch
you
a reality
know.
TV show and two people hate each other and you're like, they don't just hate each other because of this. Like what actually happened? Like there's, what's the dark shit?
Well, yeah, it's also like 12 years. We don't know every single fight and we don't know everything. Not that we're at all not on Team Britney. We are 1000% Team Brit. But like there's definitely more shit that's going to come out. Like this is not done.
Yeah. And then they showed like an old clip of one of Britney's, I don't know if it was her manager or something, that was like basically years ago saying like, how would you feel if you had no control over your life? And yeah. the family had spread rumors that he
About
had like
him.
Drugged her or something. And basically, guys,
Sam.
When
His
you
name was
see
Sam, pe- I think.
Sam, when you see people trying to, like, people have motives for shit, is all I have to say. And you, this is yeah. just the beginning of the Britney story.
Absolutely. I can't wrap my fucking head around that, like, this is her family. Like, the sole people who are supposed to protect her. Wait. Let's do a nice story to end Front Page News.
Yeah.
What do you think about Kim Kardashian and Skims being the official apparel of the Olympics?
I'm proud of her because I feel like people have talked so much shit about like her having no talent, da 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 da. But like that is really legit stuff, which means that Skims is of the quality that Olympic athletes want to be fitted in it. Yeah. Like that's pretty cool. I don't know the details of it, but
take my money. She's yeah. making all of like the loungewear and like in between shit, and it looks sick. And you can also like it'll be available to like the public.
That's awesome. I also think they've low key inspired each other. That's why you have to surround yourself with powerful women, because I feel like Kylie stepped up her game and Kim was like, "Bitch is gonna step up her game."
Yeah.
And yeah. like business wise, they've done so well. Next thing you know, Kylie's gonna be doing I don't know, the makeup for the ice skaters. Yeah. I also think we need to normalize like a Courtney moment where Courtney is like, I don't, some people want to chase fame and success to yeah. like fulfill whatever like thing they think will bring happiness for them. Where some people happiness is like existing, being with their family, eating healthy, pushing, which sounds like a fun like fart. But
dude, oh, she is crushing it though. I think Poosh is like the new Gwyneth Paltrow.
It's the new goop.
Poosh is the new goop.
And I do think what we can learn from the Kardashians is you cannot make 5-year plans for your life. Like Kim Kardashian, when she was working for Paris and doing some sex tapes, could never yeah. in a million years thought that she was going to develop a line for the Olympics.
I know,
so
that's crazy.
Don't limit yourself. Don't think that you can oversimplify your life because you don't know what's going to happen in your future. Look at that positive
ending.
And I think
that's a way to end this pod.
I mean, look at that main character energy.
Yeah, I also just really have to pay.
Sames. you guys, thank you so much for giggling with us. And we'll be back in the studio soon. Don't worry. Check us out. Patreon.com/GigglySquad. Get our merch, Giggly Squad.
Oh,
Giggly-squad.
Wait, before we go, I want to tell someone something. I want to tell the gigglers that today I have a massive pimple on my chin and I wore a pimple patch out in the public all day long. So you can.
Did it
no
work?
One, yeah, it's helping. But like no one could really notice. I also didn't give a flying fuck. But like I
did. Main character energy.
Yeah,
relatable main character energy. okay, guys. We'll talk to you later. Bye.